I gave a talk a dozen, 12 or 13 years ago in New York, and when I got home, I had a letter from Irwin Stone, whom I had met there in New York, and who wrote saying that I had said that I would like to live another 25 years in order to be able to enjoy, appreciate the new discoveries that would be made during this period about the nature of the world. He sent me four reprints of four papers that he had published and said if I were to take 3 grams a day of vitamin C, it would keep me from having colds and improve my health generally. In 1972, a number of years later, he had his book published, The Healing Factor of Vitamin C Against Disease. I started taking vitamin C 3 grams a day. My wife did too, and we observed that we no longer suffered from colds in the way that I especially had before. And I mentioned this when I was speaking in New York at the dedication of the new opening of a new medical school, Mount Sinai. One of the professors of medicine there wrote a scathing letter to me about bolstering up the vitamin quacks who were bleeding the American public of $500 million a year by my presenting this idea, this silly idea that large doses of vitamin C would protect you against the common cold, and said, could I point out a single double-blind study that would show that vitamin C had any more value than a placebo? Well, I found when I looked in the literature that a half a dozen such studies had been published, and all of them gave a positive result, that vitamin C did have some protective power against the common cold. I had a considerable correspondence with him. Victor Herbert is his name. He refused to look at the evidence. First, he said he was too busy. I sent him a reprint of Ritzel's work, and he said he wasn't impressed by it. And I wrote saying, it's not enough to say you're not impressed by it. You have to have some reason, and so on. Well, by this time, I began to realize that there was a lack of understanding, a lack of knowledge of what was in the medical literature on the part of the physicians and nutritionists. They were just ignoring the evidence. So I wrote my book, Vitamin C and the Common Cold. A little later, as I continued to read the literature, I found that there was more and more evidence about vitamin C in relation to various diseases, including cancer, the viral diseases, bacterial diseases, and cancer. And I realized that one could understand why vitamin C should be involved in these for these many diseases.